Hey, hey, welcome to That Broker Girl. I am That Broker Girl. I am joined by a very special guest, Mike Bjorkman.
What's up?
Okay, this is, you know, doing this podcast alone has been kind of a dream come true, but I have to say that interviewing Mike Bjorkman on this show is like another dream come true because, Mike, if not for listening to you in your podcast, I wouldn't be where I'm at. So this is like so cool.
I love it. Well, congratulations and welcome to Podcastia.
Thank you. You are episode lucky 13, Mike.
Oh, crud. All right. We're knocking out of the park. And first of all, why do I get to be number 13? Where was one or two? Like, you can't be that excited to have
Okay, so here's a little tip for all you entrepreneurs out there. And absolutely zero offense to Denise, who I literally told her this offline, who I interviewed last week. But Denise, I told her, I'm like, okay, if I'm going to screw up this whole Skype interview on podcast, I'd rather screw up with you than like with somebody like Mike.
That's awesome.
So I wanted to practice and not, you know, screw anything up. Hopefully. I'm sure I'm going to fuck something up, but.
Don't worry about it. I'll hold your hand through the whole thing. Don't worry. I get hate emails all the time. People are always yelling at me. It's okay. But think about it. If I get 4,000 downloads a month and only two people yell at me, that's still pretty good numbers, right? That's
damn good. Yeah, absolutely. I think maybe I get like 8 downloads a month. Who knows?
What are you drinking there? It looks like a, what is that?
It is alcoholic. Oh yeah, you're not from the Midwest. You're a Cali boy.
Why is it only 4.2% alcohol? Would you get that off a friggin' like a missionary?
Well, I'm going to drink three of these through the course of the show probably. So I brought three.
One cocktail then. Good.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get on with this darn thing before people start hanging up.
So for anybody tuning in live, you know, this is your chance. Definitely type in some questions. Let us know if you have any questions. This is your chance to basically get Mike Bjorkman to answer your question live. So a great opportunity for all you agents out there. But Mike, I'm going to basically give the driver's seat over to you. I'm just going to enjoy the show.
Wow, that's awesome. Hey, no pressure. I have my chat open, but I don't know where we're live. So you're just going to have to, help me out here. So let's just go with this. Like what I love to talk about right now is we're in the, I want to say hopefully the middle of this COVID pandemic, right?
Yeah.
I understand people all over the country are going through different things. I understand there's devastation in some areas. And what there's a few things that I'm helping our clients get through right now. When I say our clients, for those of you that guys that don't know, I coach some of the top agents across the nation. And with top agents comes teams, which is new agents, intermediate agents. So basically I have the whole gamut of people that I'm dealing with, including my own team, right? We're still running a team. We're still selling hundreds of homes a year. And
yeah.
So I'm getting it from all over, but there's a couple of things that I want to talk about right now. And if some of the stuff's cliche or played out, I don't care because I have a little twist on every little thing that really matters. And I think we talk about, right now, agents are going through the different stages of grief right now. And depending on how you're affected, it really, really makes a difference. Like the very first stage I went through was like denial, like whatever, this is no big deal. Like we're not China. Those guys are weird. No, we're not going to do that. Boom, shut down. Like, whoa. Like, and then denial is like real for me. I'm like, no, this can't be happening. Right. And then I was like, oh crap, am I going to die? Hold on. So I started getting scared a little bit. You know, I watched the news for a couple of days, which I never do. By the way, I recommend never doing that. It's terrifying. It's better to watch. And I was like, F that, right? So then after that stage, you go through the stage of anger. And anger is very real, and it's hard to control, right? Because you desperately want to blame somebody. You're trying really hard to be cool to your clients and get them to be cool. And then you're trying to be cool with your coworkers and your family. And pretty soon you want somebody to blame. You want somebody to explode on.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, what happens is real estate agents start exploding on each other or the government or people that you shouldn't be, like people you should be praying for. You know, the ones you love the most is not the people you should be exploding on. So after anger, like we try to wrap our heads around the anger, right? And then we go, okay, so I guess can't be mad anymore. So now I'm going to be sad and depression kicks in. And depression is like the worst thing in the world for an agent. We call it being in a funk or something like that.
Yeah.
And like phone stopped ringing, all my deals fell out. And dude, depression's real. So as a leader, I decided to skip the fuck right over. Right over depression.
You're allowed to say it on this show, Mike.
I refuse to be depressed because I have too many people counting on me. I have too many people relying on me. I have a family that falls apart on their own. I need to be the leader and hold them all up, right?
Yeah.
So I said, no way. So I'm going to skip to the next stage, which is take action. What am I going to do to be a badass? What am I going to do to emerge out of this a leader? There's only two ways agents are coming out of this. They're either going to be out of the business or irrelevant, or they're going to come out of here unbelievable. Like Prieto's rule is 80-20. In the real estate industry, it's 95-5. 5% of us, and this is a real number, do 95% of the business across the country. That's huge, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that rule is going to tighten up even more. So you're either going to make it or you're not. There's not going to be in between, right? It's just not going to happen out of this. There was a time where branded agents were cool. Like, I'm going to buy some Zillow leads, which I highly recommend you don't fucking do that either.
I couldn't agree more. Fuck Zillow.
I mean, don't get me started on Zillow and Redfin, all those morons. But the reality is you can't be a branded agent anymore. You have to be an expert, right?
Mm-hmm.
Being an expert is everything. Your skill set, knowing what to do, what to say, where to actually get the leads. What do you consider a lead? You know, there's all these different types of professionalism that you have to really understand and go through. So when it comes time to take action, now we have to jump into what is taking action. It's our perfect daily schedule, right? And I'm not a numbers guy, and I don't like to be micromanaged down to nothing. So my perfect daily schedule is 1 hour a day of self-help. Would you agree that right now self-help is more important than anything?
Oh my God. Yes, absolutely.
And then the second thing is skill set. If I already told you that only badasses are going to emerge, wouldn't skill set an hour a day be important?
Yes. Yes, sir.
So then normally I always say a real estate agent needs to prospect 2 hours a day minimum, right? After 2 hours, we just kind of combust and we go nuts. And then that anger kicks back in, right?
That's true.
But in this market, when sales are down 90%, don't you think we should get off our butts and do the actual prospecting we say we're going to do? And prospecting in this market is so much different. I want to touch bases on that. Don't let me forget that, what prospecting is right after this, right?
Okay, I'm writing it down.
Okay, and then after that, we have 2 hours a day of previewing property. So normally previewing property it entails going into homes, learning our craft, learning our inventory, right? Because if you don't know the inventory, you're not going to have successful listing appointments. You're not going to have successful buyer appointments. So, but in this market, we need to change a little bit. So we need to watch our statistics every day. The market could be volatile. The market could be crazy. Who knows what the market's going to do, right? So we need to be masters. So we also need to watch which homes have gone on hold, which have expired, which is withdrawn.
Man, that's good.
Because we need to know that if 95% of the real estate agents are going to not make it through this, or they're going to be idiots coming out of this, we need to be the leaders and we need to be the ones to call these people and say, listen, for sell by owner, I know you're scared. I know you have no representation. Guess what? I'm the answer. Let me help you. Expired listings are like, hey, guess what? That wasn't very fun going through 6 months with that other person, huh? Guess what? I'm your hero. And the people that have canceled, they're like, I don't want to fire my agent. Let's just see what's going to happen. Well, those contracts expire and they're desperately looking for somebody who's powerful, professional, confident. And I have had zero commission wars with my clients in the last couple of weeks. They're like, I don't care what you charge. Get me the hell out of here.
Wow. Right? I love it.
Yeah, and people are like, "Hey, you show me what you're going to do to market my home virtually online. What really are you going to do? Tell me about your AI. Tell me about your dynamic searching, your bonded searching. Tell me about your campaigns, your automatic text campaigns. Tell me about your CRM. Tell me about your Facebook ads and how you track that." And I'm like, "Whoa. People are a lot more savvy than I think. People are reading more and educating themselves. So if we're as agents aren't educating ourselves, we're hating it,
We
right?"
need to have our A game.
Right. And then after that, for the last bit of our day, I recommend an hour a day of follow-up, which is much different than prospecting, right?
Yes.
But I love follow-up in COVID times because follow-up's cool. And this is all we need is this cell phone and your three girl sparkly beers. And you just go to your
Shut
friends. And,
up.
like, literally, you just go through and just say, "Sandy, it's Mike. What's up? I'm sitting here having a cocktail. I had a great memory pop into my head of you. I scrolled, I saw you in my feed. I just want to make sure you're calm, you're okay. Do you need anything from me? You know, I found out relationships are everything and I want to add you to my Christmas card list. Give me your address." Boom. They come back, "Oh, hey, Sandy, that was so cool to hear from you. Yeah, we're hanging in there. You know, little Johnny's sick. We're not sure what's going on. We might move after all this is going on." And then you're just like, "Oh, shit, my bad. I forgot to add you to my free Sellers Market Watch program." Wouldn't you agree? It's more important now to watch the market
Oh
as it
my
goes.
God, that is gold.
Right. So you put them in your Ylopo search or your MLS or whatever. You know, if you're an EXP, you're using KV Core, right? It's
Yep.
an EX driven, robust, all CRM. So then, not only do we make them happy checking in, they're on our Christmas card list, and now we got their email address and they're on seller alerts. So we've done what we wanted. We've got an accurate CRM and they love us, right? So most
Yep.
agents have the ability to add 10, 15, 20 people a day. You know, we have tons of courses on this if you want to join my real estate coaching program. It's
Agent mechanics, right?
Agent Mechanics Coaching with Mike Bjorkman. I think we did week 8 yesterday.
That
People
is
are.
very cool of you to invite all of our listeners to join that. I appreciate
Yeah.
that.
This is the time where we have to share everything, right?
I couldn't
Those
agree more. Yeah, absolutely.
grabbing it are excelling. Like I did the class a few weeks ago, and I actually did it in Club Wealth Live, and hundreds of people have watched that video, and I'm getting emails and texts and Facebook messages every day saying, "Dude, you taught me how to take a listing over Zoom. I love you." And for the past couple of years, I've been doing this as a normal thing, and people are like, "You're an insensitive dickhead because you won't even go to their house." And I'm like, "Dude, why? They don't want me in their house." Like, no, they just want to get information, see if we're a good fit, talk a little bit about marketing. And then, only then, once we know that we're going to work together, will I go to their house and do an appraisal and all that crap, right? It's just normal for me. I've always done it with buyers. Anyways, it doesn't matter. All this stuff is fine-tailored for this market, right?
Yeah.
And there's so many new agents right now. And no, when I say new, newer than 10 years. If you've been in this business after 2011, you're pretty much running around like a drunken sailor, making tons of money, right? You could show up halfway sober, halfway dressed, and make a couple hundred grand a year. And that's why we have this amazing stereotype of how shitty real estate agents are. But no more of that, right? We can't do that anymore. Now, skill set, we're gonna have to be experts. We're gonna have to be professionals, right? It's a big freaking deal. So we have new agents and they're scared to death. And some people only sell 4 or 5 homes a year, or maybe, you know, one or two a month. And I feel terrible for them because they're never going to get the experience they need fast enough as this market shifts. We might see short sales. We might see loan modifications. We might see REO again. We're going to see a bunch of auctions. We're going to see the iBuyers go away and sell. It's going to be a lot of pent-up weird energy. And now is the time to hang out with leaders, right? Surround yourself with the ultimate people that can actually get you through this and take advantage of the training. Like, of course, our company has, you know, a minimum of 5 to 7 classes a day, which are rocking, trained
Of
by.
live training.
Yeah, live training. Not only that, we're allowed to give you guys guest passes right now for 60 days,
Yeah.
free coaching, like my coaching, your coach, everybody's coaching, right? So it's more important now to ever to use really wise decisions about how you're spending your money. What you're doing with your expenses. You know, I narrowed down about $4,000 a month in expenses on my team, and I shifted that right back into Ylopo leads, right? More into pay-per-click, more into Facebook, because there's two things that have to happen right now. As we're going through this, we need to find the people that are interested. If that's another good prospecting, just so you know, that was my script 2 weeks ago. "Hey guys, it's Mike. And literally video. If you do this text, you're a moron. Video, video, video. Video is the only thing that's working right now. Don't text any. Don't even, if you're texting somebody, you're wasting your effing time. Video. Just say, "Hey Sandy, it's Mike. I'm checking in on you. You know, I've been watching your Facebook feed. Looks like you're having fun with the family. Hey, listen, I'm curious. I know everybody's gonna be making a really big decision when this is all over. I'm buying a vacation property up in the mountains. What are you doing?" So I'm getting most people responding, "I'm retiring. I want a bigger house. YOLO, you only live once. I'm out of here. Screw this. I'm moving. I'm following my dreams," right? People are like, "I've been so scared and so safe this since the recession. I've been crammed in this little house. I'm afraid to retire." Everybody's like, "No, bullshit. When this is over, I'm doing something cool." Yes, a lot of my friends are buying boats and motor homes and, all that crap. But most of these people are talking about real estate. What's your one big decision? So, anyways, back to what I was saying. It's our time right now to scoop up all the people that are planning a move. Add them to your database, add them to your Sellers Market Watch program, add them to your dynamic and bonded search platform. Make sure we're adding and adding and adding. And it's okay. We don't want to call them leads, we want to call them relationships, right?
100%.
Howard from Mylopo beat this into our head last year at the Success Academy, the Success event, and said, "Listen, these are people that go to school with your kids, soccer. They hang out at the same bars. They shop at the same grocery centers. They know people that you know. They go to the same churches, whatever. These are not leads. These are relationships. Make them happen. Nurture them, right? Nurture them." So I'm trying to desperately work with my past clients, my sphere of influence, our referrals, which we're so blessed to have. And thank you guys across the nation for sending us so much business. We love you for that. But at the same time, in the background, Raya and a couple other of our AI bots are creating relationships and nurturing and doing some amazing things. So we have a database of 25,000. In the next 90 days, I want to get it up another 10,000. So if we had, a very, very, very small percentage of people that are going to be active buyers and sellers, and we know almost half of the people in there are going to be sellers too, that's a large database. That's huge, and that's everything in our business. So as we're prospecting, now we have things falling in our lap, and this is what's going to encourage us to actually get through the next market. We're going to get through whatever shift is happening, right? Oh, I remember what I was going to say. Go on.
Okay, so I was going to tell you that Denise Nunley, who's in our organization, she's a new agent out of Phoenix, Arizona. She said that she's been doing the daily birthday videos on Facebook that
Oh,
you said
money.
to do.
Money, that's so big. I'm gonna try to find where you're live right now. Did you tag me in
It's
it?
on, I tagged you in it. We're on That Broker Girl Facebook
Okay, I
page.
got it.
And
Let me
then
turn it.
also Ryan Van Dale,
Rand's my boy.
he says, "Mike, how are you handling life not being able to travel all over the place right now?" Okay, real question. What are you doing right now that will have the greatest residual impact after this whole COVID bullshit is over?
Somebody loaded up an EXP question. I love that. So let's be very real and very honest, but remind me to get to what I'm talking to a lot of newer agents about right now. And but newer agents are gonna click in my mind. So a lot of people know that in 2007, one of the worst market crashes ever happened, right? Diversity is everything. As a matter of fact, our six Fs that we have to focus on is future business. What the F are we gonna do? See, that's What are we going to do to be, safe? Well, in 2007, I looked at my wife in the eyes. I said, "We're losing everything. Nobody's buying homes. 50% of the market went down. Prices went down 50%, effectively a 75% cut in my paycheck. And I was making well the hell over $1 million a year." So you tell your little wife that freaking just loves to just live this life that now we're broke. We're going to lose everything. We got to sell all of our vacation homes. We got to sell our rental properties. Everything's upside down and the world implodes. So I had to hustle. I had to dig deep into my soul. I prayed to God and asked him for guidance. And he said, "Residual freaking income, something that will eventually give you more money than you know what to do with." So I got into property management, right? Property management gives me tons of real estate leads. Imagine me, I get to call somebody, "Hey, it's Mike Bjorkman. I saw your home expired the other day." One of the benefits of working with Team Bjorkman is we handle rental property as well as sales. "Have you
Oh, yeah.
considered taking your home out?" And they say, "No, I want to sell it." Perfect. "I'd like to go over to your house, explain to the features and benefits of a potential buyer. Would today or tomorrow be better?" But I have a different script. I have a different flip, right? So now I'll be really honest with you. I'm not scared. I had over 94% of our people pay rent this month. All the stimulus things are going to happen. I'm not scared, even if it goes down half, right? Because there are people that are getting less than 40% of their rent paid in the slum areas. So the reality is, I don't have to sell a house. I really don't. But that's residual cash flow. That's passive income, right? Okay, cool. So then I don't want to get into the whole EXP thing, but it's more profitable, easier, less liability than property management. So I hope that answers that question. So let's move on to what I'm talking about with people that are scared, people that need to give. They're saying, how can I give? Mike, I'm just a new agent. I've only sold a few homes. And I'm like, look, we're all born with a superpower. Look at the Avengers, look at the superheroes, right? Hang out together as a team and they kick ass together. One starts on fire, one's invisible, like one can beat the crud out of you, one's like what? You have a superpower. I don't care if you're brand new in this business or 40 years in this business. Are you a good calming person? Can you calm somebody down? Can you motivate somebody? Are you good in nonprofits? What are you good at? And that is what you need to give to your community and your sphere of influence right now. And that's where you're going to shine. And when you give unconditionally, it comes back tenfold, right? We know that. The Bible says so, for God's sake. So here's what I know. Every person that I've been coaching over the last few weeks that's new in the business or burnt out in the business or doesn't know what to do, they're just using their superpower and helping people. And they're like creating these amazing Facebook groups for homeless and kids with no food and parents with no daycare. And like all these amazing things are happening. And people are getting business from it. People are getting branded from it. People are getting known from it. People are being thanked from it. And these people are sleeping at night. They're not stressed out anymore. They're an active member of their community. It's like going to war. They're at war. They're helping and battling, keeping their own head straight. Because when you help people and you give energy, you receive it, right? So all this stuff is keeping my head straight. It's keeping all these other people's head straight. I'm absolutely blocking shitards out of my life that are negative, conspiracy theorists, all this stuff. I'm staying informed, don't get me wrong, but I'm not inundated. And if you watch The Secret, you know that, right? We can't sit under a rock and look out once in a while to see the news and all this doom and gloom. Like we know that more people die from the flu every single year than have died from this, right? There's so many statistics to back up that, like, be careful, be informed, but don't be a dumbass and ruin your career, right?
And
We're gonna.
don't be that agent that goes out and tries to mom shame everybody else. Like, people are getting involved in all these fucking internet battles, and it's just so
Because they're at
wasteful.
the anger stage, right? They're at the anger stage. And you can see those stages, and some are in the depression stage. All you can do is help, uplift, and try to encourage. And the ones that are just hopeless, and you know the ones, they've already been political and you wanted to delete them a couple months ago or a couple years ago, and they're always posting some kind of crap, and you're like, well, they might be a client. No, fuck that, delete them. Block. If you look at my social media feeds, it's like going to a Tony Robbins concert or an event. It's like all the best leaders are the best people. And I'm like, oh my God, I love Facebook. I love my Instagram because these people are just amazing. And then I have all these people saying, I have to stay off social media. It's scaring me. I have to stay off social media. It's like conspiracy theories and politics. I have to. I'm like, stop. This is the time to clean out your garage, clean out your attic, clean out your basement, clean out your social media, enjoy your yard, enjoy the weather, enjoy whatever you have. Clean up your personal life, clean up your business, clean up your social media, and emerge out of this spring cleaned up, ready to rock. Like, take care of your shit. Get organized. Get ready for war. Us as leaders, when we come out of this, we're gonna be so busy, we're not gonna know what the hell to do. Like, we're gonna have to hire two personal assistants. We're gonna be swamped with work because all the idiots are out of the business, right? And we've prepared on how to do this. So let's rock this damn thing,
You
girl.
like make me feel like I could go do anything right now. I hope all of our listeners like feel the same way. I feel like you're just like digging your fingers into my soul and raising it up.
That's good. That's what I want.Ause are the points I want to get across, because realtors, man, we have a rough life as it is, right? And we get used to things and accustomed to things, and we can't throw tantrums when things change. Like, look, you've been a overpaid door opener for 10 years, right? Like, it's time to just buckle down, learn your business finally, prepare for the shifts, hang out with leaders, dabble in some education for God's sakes. And we give tons of it away, right? Our David Knox coaching, my coaching, our companies, there's so much. It's like drinking through that proverbial fire hose, which is real, right? But it's better than the alternative, because so many agents are lonely. Their brokers have turned their back on them. Their companies are on lockdown. They're not allowed to talk about showing homes. These agents are not being supported, and that's what I'm here is to freaking help pump up these agents, that their brokerages, their brokers, and their administrative staff and their management staff have beat them down into oblivion to where they want to go work at Target. Hell no. We're going to come out of this on fire, and everybody that wants to can follow us, be with us, stand by our side, be part of our family, and let's freaking do this thing, right? Like,
You
come
know,
on.
this reminds me of one of these kind of life-changing moments. I never told you at the time, but I remember you could sense I was kind of feeling beat down, and you sent me a text, and you're like, you were firing me up, but you're like, do you want to be that girl that brings me my drinks at the bar?
And no, I can't believe you just said that on a podcast. No offense to the service industry.
But
No.
no, if I'm in the real estate industry, that's not what I want to be doing. I want to be selling houses. I want to be kicking ass.
Right. Exactly. No, and that's true. I mean, there's certain things in life that you have to make a decision. And I always say the Walmart greeter, that's really shitty to say because it's a perfect position for some people. But not me. I'm only 47 years old. I'm not ready to be a Walmart greeter. Someday I will, and I'll love
And
it,
you'll
and
be the best damn Walmart greeter there is.
I'll do it for free, right? But now's not the time. I want to leave a legacy for my kids, my family. Like I can't afford a jet right now. And do you know how bad that pisses me off? Like it's crazy. It's stupid. I want a helicopter. I want a yacht. I want things. People say money isn't everything. Well, for me, I've been on both sides of it, and I like the money part a lot. And you know I live a very extravagant life, and I do
Yes, I know.
travel. Ryan says, I love my travel. So I put myself back into production so I could really help other agents right now. Not only do I want to secure my future and prove that I still have what it takes to sell more homes than anybody, but I really needed to buckle down and say, this is a time where I need to get serious, right? Not who knows what's gonna happen, but it ain't gonna touch me if that, right? So now that I'm in the trenches with agents, I'm prospecting the same way. I'm doing the same contracts. I'm putting the booties and the mask on. I'm listing homes over Zoom. I'm doing everything I preach, and it's working. And that's the point I want to get across. And I'm fine-tuning every day. That's why it's so important to be part of us, part of our team, part of our coaching plan, so we can tell you what's working and what's not working. Because if I go on 10 Zoom listing appointments this week and you didn't, at least next week I could talk about it and tell you, here's what worked, here's where I messed up, here's where I got fired and hung up on, and I can go through those things. Oh, the other thing that I wanted to say, how much time do we have? I'm just going
We
crazy.
got however much time we want.
Oh, okay, cool. So the other thing I really wanted to talk about, and Gene Frederick, the godfather of EXP, I love the guy, right? Visited him in Puerto Rico, and we're sitting in a mastermind, and he brought something up that was on another movie, a video that he did. And he talked about when he was really big into recruiting, when he owned like six Keller Williams in Silicon Valley, and he'd recruit agents. He would talk about like, hey, listen, you need to shut the hell up and let people talk. So one of the things he taught me when I started attracting agents to EXP is he said, listen, why don't you ask people a couple questions? Like, hey, how are you? Hey, tell me about yourself, right? So now I'm talking to agents, for half an hour, they're talking to me. They're spilling their guts. They're spilling their beans. They're really bonding right now. Whether it's an amiable or a C, people that just love to talk, or sometimes it's an Ivan wants to bang a point across. I'm just shutting up and just listening. And it's so amazing what you learn about people. And by the time they're done, they're saying, you're the best person that could possibly be in my life. I don't know why, but I feel like we're connected as family, right? All I did was sit there and shut up. And if you guys have listened to this, you know it's not very easy for me. It's not easy for me to shut up. It's just not, right? But I'm doing it. And that's what I'm doing with clients all week. Like this guy called me the other day. He's in a panic and he goes, "You're the fourth agent I've talked to today." He goes, "I'm not sure if I'm going to list my house on Redfin for 1% or if I'm going to do it for sale by owner." I'm like, "All right, well, tell me about yourself and let me help you make that decision." 30 minutes later, I know about the divorce. I know about the ex. I know about the DUI that screwed him up and made him get behind on payment. I knew all this stuff, right? And I'm like, "Cool, man. I go, do you have any questions for me?" He goes, "No." I go, "Other than price, is there any reason you wouldn't list this house with me?" And he's like, "No, I think you're the best agent I've talked to." Boom, motherfucker.
Yep. I
Right?
fucking love it.
So these people need to really relax and get to know people. Like this is, I even did the post on Facebook, and if you guys are listening, and I hope the whole lot of public isn't, but it's okay. Everything I post, everything I do is strategic, right? There's a meaning behind it. There's some reason. I'm looking for something. I'm looking for some sort of reaction. I'm teaching, mentoring, training, coaching, or learning something, right? So I did a post the other day. I was hammered in the jacuzzi with my kids, and I was just digging it, and I go, "You know what? I wonder how many amiable people I can suck in right now." So I just said, "What have I learned?" Because everybody's been posting, "What have you learned?" I said, "What have I learned? Relationships are my everything." And when you say it like that, like picture if your husband says to you, which I love, tell him I said hi. Picture if he says to you, "You're my everything." Doesn't that feel good?
Oh my
So
God.
relationships are my
Yes.
everything. I had so many amiables calling me and texting me saying, "You're so cool. You're so right. I needed to hear that today." All the shit amiables say, and I'm just like, whatever, cat in the coke in the jacuzzi. But the next day, those are all my new leads. Those are my people now, and they're my disciples. They're my referral people. They're gonna send people that need to buy and sell homes to me, and I love that. But at the same time, you know me, I really do love relationships. But I don't need to publicly announce it on Facebook. But that was calculated, right? I wanted to see what kind of reaction I can get. And I got it. And I got a lot of business, or I know I'll
Yeah.
get business from it. A free thing. I didn't have to spend 10 grand a month on Zillow to get a stranger that I already can't stand because they're already a Zillow contact, right? This is somebody who's in my sphere that I probably haven't talked to in 3 or 4 years that reached out and go, "You know what? I used to think you're a dick, but now I've been watching you. You're a human. I'm getting to know you. I'm getting to like you. I'm getting to trust
Mike,
you."
full disclosure, I still kind of think you're a dick.
Okay,
But
good.
I No, I absolutely, I'm loving this. And so are our listeners. Like, I mean, I'm getting so many comments right now. I love this guy. I like this dude. I mean,
Well, we should do this
we
more.
absolutely should. I am having the time of my life right now.
Like, so
Hey.
the agents in Davenport and Quad City, you guys are the nicest people I've ever met. I love you guys. I've been there. I took a bus for 6 hours.
It was planes, trains, and automobiles, like no lie.
In St. Louis, Missouri, I had to buy $40 of $10 bottles of wine to get on a bus in the morning. I drove with miserable people. I missed our event in Quad Cities, but I loved it when I did get to know the people. We had our VIP dinner, we had the happy hour, and I'm still having relationships. That sounds terrible. I'm still loving the people that I met and communicate with people from Iowa. People from LA, they're not so nice compared to you guys, right? It's that Midwest farmer's daughter thing, and everybody's so nice. So I'm all about virtual happy hours with you guys. I'm all about coming when it's not 39 below zero. I'm all about having this team, and it doesn't have to be an EXP team. Like, we
Yeah.
want you to come to our company, but we're not going to talk about that all the time, especially right now. It's about, hey, let's build relationships. Let's make sure our offer's accepted between each other. Let's make sure when we see each other at MLS meetings and at caravans and whatever the hell you guys do, let's high five. I'm all about hugs, not handshakes, right?
Love
So
it.
if I can make that community of real estate agents in my community, I know it's a job well done. Like, there are times, and I know for sure when I write an offer on somebody's property with 10 properties, I get it. You know why? It's because I helped them at one time. I trained them at one time. I did something cool. We had a good experience. I something clicked, right? So over the years, I've really learned that agents need to stick together and learn together and, caravan together because the public doesn't know what we go through. So like-minded individuals, when we get together and just talk trash about our industry and how weird and goofy and fun it is,
Yeah.
that's kind of fun. But at the same time, we're building relationships because I learned in real estate, never say never. I said, I'll never leave RE/MAX, right? 19 years later, I did. I bled red. Oh my God, I was in the zone at KW. I was on the stages at Family Reunion and getting the medals. I thought I was all cool doing Bold and Ignite. Like, I've rocked that crap, right? I'll never leave in KW. And I was so happy. Boom. Next thing you know, I own my own HomeSmart franchise. And I bled HomeSmart. I completely rebranded my own team for HomeSmart. And I was like, I will have HomeSmart forever, right? And then I saw this model and I said, oh shit, I'm gonna be out of business if I don't sell that and conform to the future of real estate, right? And now I'm so happy. And what I've learned is never say never, though, right?
Exactly.
That's why agents need to always be, because you don't know who's going to have the virtual office next to you. You don't know who you're going to enter in an escrow with the very next week. You don't know who's going to get in the hospital of cancer and needs your help next week. You don't know. So never say never. Try to always love. Come from a place of, compassion and giving. That's the shit that makes us go around, right? And your town, your agents, your community is like that. And that's what I love. And that's why we had that talk we did this morning about let's party. I want Quad Cities in my corner, in my pocket, and I love the love that I always get from everybody in our organization. It's so fun.
Well, let's totally do a virtual happy hour sometime very soon. Thank you so much for offering to come party with us on that. I love it.
I think you promised me a boat ride on some lake that was frozen that we drove by last time.
That was Kyle. Kyle has the boat.
All right. Well, Kyle, yeah. See, I love Kyle. And look, if it wasn't for you, I never would have met Kyle. And Kyle's changed our world. He's done business with my other business partners. It's like crazy. You just don't know who you know, right? It's like,
And what's really cool though is I never had any significant relationship with Kate, Kyle, Ryan, all these agents here. And now that we are family, like we're in it, you know? And that's what's so beautiful. And same with you and me and you and them. And yeah, it's like just it's endless. It's awesome.
yeah, like it's crazy how it happens, but at the end of the day, when I do travel a lot and I speak on a lot of stages, right? But what I've found out from traveling so much in the last several years or last 10 years or whatever it's been is this country is actually very small. If I look at a Facebook request, I have mutual friends and you're just like, there's no way that person knows that person. How in the hell? And I'll pick up the phone, how do you know Joe? How do you know Cindy? Like, how do you know these people? And the world is small. It's so small. But what I have figured out is I've been to every town in this country that's a major metropolitan area and even quad cities and all that areas. What I do know for reals is people are genuinely good. They really are. And if we have that attitude when we go out and prospect, as long as we're not douchebags and being, a cheeseball salesperson and we're not having commission breath and we really do want to help them get the highest price in the quickest amount of time or the lowest price in the most convenient time, but their dream home, like if you truly have that attitude, people are like, yes, I love you. You're not a used car salesman. You're a very well-educated professional that is going to save me money, make me happy, and make my shit dreams come true. Like, you're the person I want to work with, right? And I keep telling people right now, real estate agents are leaders. We have a license that people look up to. We have knowledge that people will never have. So there are a bunch of us that ruin it for the rest of us, right? So we might get a bad stereotype as realtors, but people aren't stupid. They know the ones that stand out. They know the ones that treat this as a career and a business, and they understand and respect us, and they come to us and ask for help. Every one of your clients knows 20 agents, at least, right? Choose you. Why do they choose you? And that's what you got to think about every day when you plan your schedule, every day when you talk to somebody, every day when you're out in public, every day when you're helping and getting involved. All that comes into play. Believe it or not, people are watching you at all times, all day, every day, right? So that's why people pick you, because you are the professional. You do stand out as a community leader. And that's how we need to emerge out of this COVID stuff. Did I go on a rant again? Did I answer a
I mean,
question?
this is fucking priceless. So, I think we covered it, but I just want to make sure you wanted me to remind you about for new agents and prospecting. I think you covered it all, but I just wanted to throw it out there just in case.
Yeah, though that's what I was saying. Like, even the new agents have an amazing superpower. We need to share it. The new agents need us. They need leadership. They need education. They need to stay away from the brokerages and broker and staff that are bringing them down and beating them down. They need to know there's a light at the end of the tunnel. They need to know that there's a family that actually wants to get to know them and care about them. And this doesn't apply only to new agents, obviously. In the prospecting, I'd say the number one thing right now, just say hi. Add them to a real Christmas card list. And for God's sakes, they want to know the market. So put them on a market watch plan. Just don't be a dickhead while you're talking about it. Make it smooth, right? Checking on you. Do you need anything from me? Oh my God, I learned about relationships. I'd love to add you to my Christmas card list. Oh my God, by the way, my bad. I just realized you're not on my market watch program. Maybe I didn't have your correct email address. Hook me up. Awesome. I'll call you if it bounces. Is this still your cell phone? Oh, wow. It's language. It's how you talk to people, right? And now you're like the best person in the world. Then you send them a handwritten thank you card. It was awesome to hook up with you. You know, you try to help their business and refer to them. And oh my God, now you're selling 100 homes a year and you're freaking balling. Like, yay, right? Sorry.
Can I just be you? Can I be Mike Bjorkman? Is it too late?
I love you. You're so sweet.
This was awesome, man. I mean, thank you so much. We have to get together like this a lot more.
Yeah, dude, just what am I doing?
I mean, people, this is blowing up, so people are loving it. Thank you so much.
Good. Well, is there anything else I can help you with?
I mean, Jay, do you have any questions? I see Jay. I've never seen this dude smile more.
Yeah, and I'm the guy in the background, that produces it. It's
Okay.
Mike, you have an incredible enthusiasm for the real estate industry, and an incredible amount of understanding of what people are going through right now. So I think that's a nice thing to hear your voice.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate you.
It's again, like people are trying to figure out how to handle certain things, either selling a house or buying a house, and real estate agents, what they're going to do. And also, you did a nice thing of bringing in new real estate agents and trying to give them the idea of what to expect going on. And you've gone through different jobs. And again, I am naive to everything here. So you're going through, you said KW to Red,
Remax,
yeah,
and
RE/MAX,
then he
whatever.
owned
And now
HomeSmart.
you have your own thing, right? You're going through what you're doing now, right?
Yeah, we had 300 agents and four offices at my company,
Mm-hmm.
and you learn a lot about people, and you learn about a lot about real estate. Like, I knew a lot of crap about real estate before, but then I learned a lot about real estate agents. So you put those two things together, and it's like an eye opener. Like, oh, okay, this is how you manage people. This is how you motivate people. This is how you help people. This is how you let them help you. You know, like my first thing I learned is energy is everything, and everything's energy,
Okay.
right? We just crave energy. That's like fuel for our bodies, right? Like Sandy and I worked out together at the same time this morning, and Sandy was all fired up afterwards, and I was all fired up afterwards. Like, that's energy, right? That's connection. Everything's vibrations, right? And the other thing a good mentor told me when I was very young is you need to give energy to receive it. Like, I give as much as I can because I need it. I get bored. I need to be around people that are fun, that are positive, and that we can do amazing shit together, right? Like,
Yeah.
can't do anything by myself. I need all of you to help me get through my shit. Like, I'm human. You know, like I already said, I went through the stage of scaredness. I'm like, oh shit, am I gonna die? You know, I had to shake that off. And then I went through the stage of anger, and I ran like 12 miles out in the mountains. And I said, I'm not gonna stop running until every last bit of anger is out of me, because I refuse to yell at a client, yell at my kids, yell at my family, or anybody else I love. I'm not gonna hurt, right? I can't do that. And then I was like, there's no way people deserve depression right now. I can't be depressing right now. There's no way in hell. I have 600 agents or more in my organization that all need a touch. They need love. They need something. And as a great sponsorship team, like all of us, we rock it and bring so much energy. And I can't be the missing link in that. No way, right? So I don't know. I feel like going back into denial now.
No, I love everything you're saying, and I can continue, and I'm not going to, but I can continue to talk to you for probably another 30 minutes. I love everything you're saying, and you know, you have 600 agents. that is a stressful thing to think like, all right, I'm not going to be angry. I have to other things to look at. So I'll run 12 miles. I think that's awesome, but still it's very easy to fall back on because of this time. It's tough, but honestly, even through this, 40 minute interview, how much positive you've had it and you've implemented it in every single step of how to be a real estate agent is incredible, Mike. I just have to tell you that. And I have no background outside of buying two homes. It's been great listening to you.
I appreciate you, brother. I really do. And you know, if I said anything offensive out there, if you guys, I would just say watch the replay. If I said anything offensive, I'm apologizing. Sandy threw me under the bus a couple of times, so I apologize for that.
No, I love you. I would not do anything on purpose because I know my listeners, they are all loving this. I mean, definitely, I agree. Watch the replay if you're just catching us now. This was an incredible episode. I feel so honored that you would come on the show. Definitely want to have you back. Let's absolutely do a virtual happy hour for our QC crew.
Hold on. Let me read a text from somebody in Quad Cities that
love.
It says, Mike, it says, what these people are saying is what they need to know is more about us and how we operate. A virtual happy hour coming from a good, honest place from our hearts would be good to show us why we did what I did and why we're going to emerge, like you said, as leaders. That's powerful. Like, dude. So let's do a virtual happy hour. Let all the Quad Cities people know why we did or why, whatever. Let's tell them why we did what we did.
I love it. Let's do this again, but we can all drink. We can all have a good time.
Yeah, and the Zoom where you have like 50 people in the little thing.
Clothing optional, so, people.
On a side, everybody wear your sunscreen with all these Zooms because I feel my face burning off. Like, oh my God. It was fun to jump on a Skype today.
I know. The only time I Skype is for the podcast, but Ryan Van Dale says best episode yet. So, I mean, we're just getting just great feedback. So I really appreciate everything, Mike.
That's cool. All right. Well, I'll finish up with this. Make sure you guys connect with the Agent Mechanics Coaching Group. Make sure you check out my podcast for real training. It's realestatemarketingshow.com, realestatemarketingshow.com. It'll also give you the link to the Agent Mechanics 8 weeks. The YouTube channel is Mike Bjorkman Training. Mike Bjorkman Training is just real raw real estate training that really works in the streets. And that way we can connect, whether it's Facebook or LinkedIn, just connect with me. And I'm always willing and able to help. You know, we got to get through this together, and that's another cliche thing, but as the real estate community, like, we need each other. I have friends that are on serious lockdown. I have friends that aren't allowed to show homes. I have friends that aren't allowed to do Airbnb right now. I have friends that aren't allowed to do anything, and I have friends that are allowed to do everything, but we're all in this learning together. We might have episodes everywhere else. We might, who knows how long this is going to last. So as long as we're having fun together, getting along, getting to know each other, and just kicking ass together, and God sees no borders, and neither do we as far as company. So it doesn't matter if you're in Florida, Maine, Seattle, or San Diego, let's all work together. Let's all have fun together and share our stories and our fun and our successes and just build each other up. Sound fun?
I absolutely love it. Hey, don't hang up. We need to chat for a minute after this, but I'm going to end this show now. Mike, thanks so much for being a part of That Broker Girl and a part of our EXP community. And this show has been sponsored also by Landon Ross Metronet. If you're getting Metronet in the Quad City area at all, I mean, please give Landon Ross a call or a text, anything. You can call him or text him, whatever, 563-200-5544, Landon@etcommunications.net. He is that internet guy, fiber optic in your neighborhood, free month. Just do it. All right. Thanks, everybody.
We're off.
Okay, cool.
We're off. Mike, you still there?
Joe, that was fun. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was a fucking amazing episode. Ryan said he wanted you to keep talking forever. He was like fucking loving it. Cracking the third one now.
Atta girl. Man, what time do we got here?
Yeah. No, we're off.
Jay wrote me the note. Keep him on.